felt so bad, I felt so bad, I told them right away. Second time, my second life, conscience got me so hard to cry for days.
Is an encore presentation from CKUW's archives. Join us next week when the regular host will be back with a few new episodes of original programming.
Everybody, it's a couple minutes after six, coming up to 3 minutes after six, and that means it's time for Tawny the Brave here on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Yep, got a lot of power pop with me today. I'm hoping it keeps you warm. This is the first day that it really actually seems cold, or is cold, in a kind of slightly annoying way. So maybe this will warm you up. Maybe nothing will. We're going to start off in this first set with Emmett Rhodes and The Birds. We're kind of easing into it. The Birds aren't really power pop, but they're coming at you anyways. Well, we're starting things off ever so gently with the Hooter Gurus. This is 1,000 Miles Away.
Estimated time of arrival, 9:30 a.m. Been up before the sun and now I'm tired before I even begin.
Now you're flying.
I got so much work in front of me.
Really flying.
It stretches out far as the eye can see. I can see. Spend half my life in airports doing crosswords or attempting to sleep. And when the bar is open, then you'll often find me warming a seat.
Now you're flying.
I never find a place where I can stay.
Really flying.
I'd rather be 1,000 miles away, 1,000 miles away. Working for yourself sometimes ain't all that it's cracked up to be. lonely at the top is at the bottom of that corporate tree.
Now you're flying.
I'm told I'm going places. Who can say?
Really flying.
I might arrive, but I'll be gone the very next day. I must be on my way. A thousand miles away.
My love.
And we're back. That was Emmett Rhodes and his song With My Face on the Floor. It was about over four years ago now that Emmett Rhodes died at the age of 70 in Hawthorne, California, home of the Beach Boys. I don't know if that has anything to do with anything, but that's all I know about Hawthorne, California, put it that way. Before that was The Byrds, and one of Gene Clark's finest numbers, She Don't Care About Time, which wasn't originally included on, but was recorded at the same time as their second album, Turn, Turn, Turn. It's pretty much comes with that album now as a bonus track or just tacked on or whatever, but it's a great one. Always been kind of a favorite, non-hit, hidden gem, deep cut from The Byrds, whatever you want to call it. Off the top, we heard from the Hoodoo, not the, just Hoodoo Gurus. I can't get used to that. And A Thousand Miles Away, a gorgeous song, super catchy, melancholy, kind of, I was going to say epic. It's not exactly epic, but it's got a certain sweeping majesty to it. And that's from their album Kinky, which is a really great record. And that's how Tawny the Brave began on the 28th of November, 2024. The first genuinely cold day of the year. 28th of November, first cold day, what? That's crazy. We're going to hear three tracks now in this set. Well, you could have guessed that, but two of them are from a Teenage Fan Club tribute album. And in the middle is Raymond McGinley of Teenage Fan Club fame. So it's kind of a Raymond McGinley sandwich, I suppose, with Chewy Marble and Red Cross as the bread. Red Cross are going to start off this set, and this is their cover of the classic Teenage Fan Club track, Everything Flows.
Thank you. Take her to the heavy metal show.
There you are. You're still with me. You're still listening to Tawny the Brave here on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. That was Chewy Marble with their rendition of Metal Baby. One of the great tracks from Teenage Fan Club's Bandwagon-esque. And an interesting take on that one. Raymond McGinley before that with For You. And Red Cross off the top from the same tribute album that Chewy Marble are on, which is called What a Concept, a tribute to Teenage Fan Club. And they did Everything Flows, Red Cross did. There you go. In the set, we're going to hear from the Posies. Haven't listened to them in a little while. They were, at one time, they were everywhere, sort of. Everywhere I went, anyway. We're also going to hear from the DBs, the beloved DBs, who I just don't play on this show often enough. I'll dedicate that one to my old pal Stu Reed, who's a big DBs fan. And off the top, it's Matthew Sweet, who just suffered a terrible stroke while he was in Toronto. Apparently he's doing all right, but still recovering. And in fact, there's a GoFundMe page rolling at the moment to help raise money for his medical expenses, which apparently are extensive. So I hope he turns out all right. He's certainly made a lot of music that I love. Here's a track of his from 1993 called Something's Gotta Give.
Sure, 'cause
There you go. That was the Posies with Open Every Window. That was a track that was included on DGC Rarities Volume 1. Some compilation from way back whenever. The DBs before that with Judy and Matthew Sweet off the top with Something's Gotta Give. We're almost halfway through the show. It's 6:40 right now. You're still listening to Tawny the Brave here on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. I'm your host, Dave Berthium, and I'm glad you're with me. I hope you're enjoying the show. Coming up, we're going to hear from The Tourists, which featured... They had some moderate hits on the UK charts, and then they broke up. But for better or for worse, they're best known as... the starting point for Dave Stewart and Annie Lennox, who, of course, are the duo that formed Eurythmics after The Tourists broke up. But we're going to hear from their first band at the end of this set. We're also going to hear from the Modettes and starting things off with the Replacements and their tribute to Alex Chilton, titled Alex Chilton, The Replacements on Tawny the Brave.
Rock. We'll be right back.
There's a lovely little track there. The Tourists with So Good to Be Back Home Again. They had just previously released a cover of I Only Want to Be With You, the Dusty Springfield song. And it was their biggest hit in the UK to that point, reaching number 4 in the UK charts. So Good to Be Back Home Again also had that retro kind of sound. And it was, a simple pop love song. It reached number 8 on the charts, their second highest charting single. But within the year, they would fold up the band, and eventually the Eurythmics would take over MTV. Annie Lennox, by the way, she does the harmonies on that song. Her voice isn't clear, but the harmonies sound so lush on that, you know that's thanks to her. She was born on Christmas Day. So this Christmas, when you're hanging out, if you're a Annie Lennox fan or Eurythmics fan, or for that matter, a Tourists fan, maybe raise a mug of Bailey's and coffee to Annie Lennox, who will be turning 70 this Christmas. Before the Tourists, we heard from the Modettes, and White Mice was the track, and the Replacements with Alex Chilton off the top. There you go, you're all up to date. In this next set, we're going to hear from the Plimsolls and Related Product. The Plimsolls were I was thinking of the Nerves. We're going to hear a Plimsolls song and two songs from ex-Nerves members. I don't know why I was grouping that together, because I was mixing the two bands up in my mind. But they're both from L.A. Maybe that's it? L.A. pop? I don't know. There's no excuse for that kind of sloppiness, Dave. We're going to hear from Jack Lee, the singer from the Nerves, while the guitarist singer, they were all singers. Also, the drummer was named Paul Collins, but after the Nerves split up, he formed a band called The Beat. We're going to hear a solo track from Paul Collins in the middle of this set, and we're going to start things off with, as I said, the Plimsolls. And this is Zero Hour.
Things you've done. It's time to finish, girl, what you've become. Now you better move fast. Yeah, you better move fast. It's getting late now, it's time. We'll be right back.
that you're thinking of me all over the time. She says that she loves me. She says she's thinking of me. She says that she's all mine. Whoa, I don't have to play the games the others do. I don't have to run around cause I've got somebody true. She says that she loves me. She says she's thinking of me. She says that she's on mine. Oh,
That was Jack Lee of Nerves fame and his 1985 track, Sex. Before that was Paul Collins, who was in a band with Jack Lee, The Nerves. And that was his track. And Paul Collins has a lot of albums, not only with, well, The Nerves only really had one album. And then with The Beat, lots of solo albums and lots of other stuff besides. Paul Collins is actually pretty prolific for a drummer. Maybe not Phil Collins prolific, but pretty prolific. So She Says She Loves Me was the track that we heard. And off the top, The Plimsolls and Zero Hour. And here's where I got confused. I unconfused myself while we were listening to that set. The other member of The Nerves was Peter Case. And Peter Case was also the front man for The Plimsolls. So there you go. Peter Case was the overlapping factor. A man I first heard of, I'm pretty sure it was the first time I went to the folk festival, which would be the mid-80s, I'm thinking, at some point. And I really liked Peter Case, and I bought one of his records at one of our local record shops, like Records on Wheels or Kelly's or something. And I really liked that album. I haven't listened to it in a very long time. Maybe it should bust it out one of these days. But anyways, and the Plimsolls, I mean, we heard the track Zero Hour, but they're most famous for their song Million Miles Away, because it featured in, I think it was their only song that cracked the Billboard Top 100. And of course, it featured in the movie Valley Girl, which was a pretty popular movie at the time. And there you have it. It's coming up to 5 minutes after 8 o'clock Central Standard Time on a chilly Winnipeg November evening. And you're still listening to Tawny the Brave here on CKUW 95.9 FM. In this set, we're going to hear from Game Theory and the Pandoras. But first, we're going to hear from Alex Chilton, who the Replacements sang about a couple of sets ago. This is from his album Bach's Bottom. Bach is in Johann Sebastian. Yeah, I don't know. Bach's Bottom. But this is a real great song called All of the Time. Alex Chilton on Tawny the Brave.
You know I shake like static underneath that TV. My thing is in the attic, and it's no use to me. When I'm going to the drugstore just to pick up a script, soon as I go out, forget what I'm about. Because all of the time you run my mind, you look so fine. Radio station, say be patient, but I can't wait that long. Mind. You look too fine all the time. It's been so long.
Game Theory there with Erica's Word. Really great power pop track from 1985. I think possibly the first time I did a stint at CKUW, which was when I attended in the mid-80s, that album by Game Theory, The Big Shot Chronicles, was current at that time. I think, but I certainly heard of Game Theory around then through CKUW. I hadn't heard of them before, but there you go. And that's a great song, isn't it? Erica's Word. Before that was the Pandoras and their chimey, birdsy 12-string guitar, an all-girl group from L.A., I believe, and a track called It's About Time. I should have played that back-to-back with the Birds song, She Don't Care About Time. Because clearly she does. Alex Chilton off the top with All of the Time. Oh my goodness, so many time references. Speaking of which, we're almost running out of that stuff. It's 7:15 right now, or coming up to it. So we got time for one more set plus a little spare change. Maybe 5 songs. These are all pretty, you know, power pop songs are never epic. Not never, but usually they're succinct. Like the songs in this set, for instance. We're going to hear from The Exits, The Quick, doing a song that you Dickies fans will recognize, but the original version. And first up, a band that Joe Jackson produced. They're called The Keys. This is a song called Just a Camera.
Oh,
Well, we're almost at the end here. We just heard from The Exits and The Fashion Plague. Thank you, Aaron, for hepping me to that one. The Quick before that with Pretty Please Me, a song that the Dickies and also Red Cross covered. And The Keys off the top with Just a Camera. We're going to go out with Pez Band and Baby It's Cold Outside because, well, baby, it is cold outside. This will be the end of Tawny the Brave for now. Hopefully I'll talk to you in a week. Stay tuned for Adult Kindergarten, which is going to join you right after this. Bye.
Like this is the end.